The sun came up, as it always eventually does, in the warm light of a crisp autumn morning ride to school. Jake was able to chalk the night's incident up to his own back-to-school nerves and imagination. By the ride home that afternoon, he had all but forgotten the strange and frightening visitor from the night before, until it was once again time for bed. His drained energy from a full day of school and homework, not to mention his mommy's hearty cooking followed by a warm bath, had Jake nearly asleep less than 1 minute after his head hit the pillow. He drifted away to the sound of his parents watching the 10 o'clock news on the living room television set. Mickey Mouse reported that it was 10:25. If he stayed awake much longer, he would hear the booming voice of Ed McMahon introducing Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show. Sometimes he listened to Johnny Carson's jokes before he drifted off, but tonight he didn't think he was going to make it that far. The image of the thing from the night before briefly appeared at the fore of his mind, but he managed to push it away with little effort.
"There's no such thing as ghosts," he murmured as he drifted down to sleep. "Mommy and Daddy said so."
But that was little comfort when his eyes later fluttered open in the darkness to find the oral lady standing before him again. As on the night before, he had no idea what time it might be. There was no longer sound from the living room television set. There were no footsteps in the hallway, and there was no chatter from Mommy and Daddy's bedroom behind the wall. There was only the silent floating visage before him. Something was different this time. Tonight, a wide rictus spread across the lower half of its face. Its formerly mostly empty eye sockets were entirely alive now with squirming, glistening gray rolls of those worms he'd thought he'd seen the night before. The thing maintained its glare at the wall behind him rather than at him, at least as far as he could tell. Jake caught himself holding his breath again and let it out. On his next inhale, he smelled something horrible, something that he had not noticed the previous night. It was like a mixture of the egger farts he sometimes produced when he had a milkshake tummy ache and the damp, freshly turned earth that his father tilled for their miniature homesteader garden every spring. Only it was not spring now, and he had not slurped down one of his favorite McDonald's chocolate milkshakes since July. Daddy once told him to say something if he ever smelled an egger that didn't come out of his own body.
"If you smell that kind of egger and it didn't come out of your bum, it means that there's a gas leak in the house somewhere."
Jake couldn't be certain, but he suspected that it wasn't a gas leak this time. He thought the egger he smelled was probably coming from the oral lady who was standing beside him and grinning her wicked grin. Almost as if she had heard his thoughts, the glowing phantom in front of him raised her arm, her skeletal figures curling themselves into a pointed fist. It looked like she might be about to point to something over his head or behind him on the wall. But before she had finished the gesture, she started to fade again. First, her head went, then her shoulders. Then she was a misty after-image against his retinas. Then she was nothing at all.